Growing in Grace, Battle Creek, Michigan, April 1901. My heart is filled with gratitude to God. I have slept and rested during the past night. I awoke full of courage in the Lord. During the night, my mind has been deeply impressed. As a people, we must advance. This is the word that comes to us from our leader, Christ Jesus. The Savior declares, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." John 14, verse 6. Then those who are following Jesus are walking in the light as He is in the light. Those who walk with Christ walk in a path that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The Church of God on earth is to be the representative of the Church above. Ye are the light of the world, Christ says. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 14-16. Following this comes the statement, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Verses 17 to 19. Are those who refuse to keep God's law first to enter heaven and there be placed least for all to look upon as those who did not obey? No, but in the books of heaven they are recorded as the least in God's world because they work contrary to God. "I say unto you," Christ continued, "that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." Verse 20. Why this statement? Because in practice and in teaching, the scribes and Pharisees disregarded the principles of God's law. They put human maxims and traditions in the place of God's word, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Matthew 15, verse 9. They set aside God's holy precepts for fables of their own creating. The necessity for entire and willing obedience is to be presented to the people in clear, plain lines. The truth, as it is in Jesus, is to be sacredly cherished, and it is to be lived. And we are individually to let our light shine forth to those in darkness. Christ calls upon the members of His church to feed upon His words, and then to use the strength thus gained in giving the truth to others. In order to continue to receive, we must impart. Exercise is necessary to health. We may eat wholesome food and breathe pure air, but if we fail to take exercise, the assimilation of the food eaten will be defective, and the machinery of the body will not do the best work. So it is in spiritual things. Growth in grace depends upon an intelligent, unselfish use of the blessings that God gives. Infinite possibilities are held before us in the promises and assurances that Christ has given. Read the prayer that He offered just before His crucifixion. "O righteous Father, the world hath not known Thee, but I have known Thee, and these have known that Thou hast sent Me." John 17, verse 25. And again He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in Me ye might have peace. In the world ye have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16, verse 33. When the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. John 15, verse 26, 27. Will those who profess to believe present truth consider the advantage bestowed on them in having Christ as their efficiency? What might be accomplished if they would only believe the promises of Christ and strive earnestly to do the work He has given them? The light that God has given His people is not to be shut up within the churches that already know the truth. It is to be shed abroad into the dark places of the earth. Those who walk in the light as Christ is in the light will cooperate with the Savior by revealing to others what He has revealed to them. Everyone whose name is registered on the church roll is under most solemn obligation to represent Christ by revealing the inward adorning of a meek and quiet spirit. They are to be His witnesses, making known the advantage of walking and working as Christ has given them example. The truth for this time is to appear in its power in the lives of those who believe, and is to be imparted to the world. Believers are to reveal in their lives the sanctification of the truth.
The words of Christ are to be the food of those who enter His service. As the physical organism is built up and strengthened by the food eaten, so spiritual nourishment and strength are to be gained by eating the words of Christ. Christ is to be our teacher, the man of our counsel. His wisdom is to be revealed in our use of His gifts. This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. John 17, verse 3. Christ is our life. If He abides in us, our lives will meet His requirements. His principles are to be nourishment to the soul. He is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.